This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Everyone, this is Remark. I'm your host, Garth Roseboro, on 96.9 Guardian Radio, your FM choice here on a Sunday evening. We have a bit of liquid sunshine outside, but always sunshine in one of the most glorious, if not the most glorious country on this globe. As a matter of fact, I almost believe that we are so favored in this country that the aliens come from extraterrestrial sources, and I think they walk amongst us. We got some strange people in this country, but maybe it's because the entire universe is in love with the Bahamas. I try to understand everybody, but I cannot understand everyone, and I do suppose everyone cannot fully understand me. I think Wally understands me. Wally's behind the boards today. He's our producer. Always want to give him thanks for being here on a Sunday when he could be home watching football like everyone else. But please do take the time today to call your friends, call your coworkers, call your family. And those who are interested in the second part of our show from last week, I promised you I would bring these gentlemen back to us, the ones who were predicting a particular result. I'm happy to say today that I do believe I stand victorious, but I will allow you to say so. But you want to join in on this particular show. Now, before I continue on with the show, I want to tell you a bit about next week. Next week's show is going to be Bahamian politics on steroids. Bahamian politics on steroids. Now, I have the infamous Popper, who's going to be on with us next week. We have Muff Roll, who's going to be joining me as well. And we should have Bishop Kermit Agaro. Now, let me tell you what that means for you. That's someone from Nassau Village, someone from Bamboo Town, and someone from Windsor Lane. Those three men have a duty next week to tell us exactly what is happening on the ground in various regions of New Providence. I'm hoping that the family of islands, those in Grand Bahama and those throughout our archipelago, will be able to join in and let us know post-American election, and as we prepare for the Bahamian election, right now we call the election, where would we stand and why? And are there any alterations? Are there any additional informations necessary to reconstructing a victory for either which, whether it be PLP, FNM, or a third party? Which way will the Bahamian people lean? I want to hear from these three knowledgeable young men. And even though Papa, you know, is my very good friend, I'm not going to play on words with him disrespectfully. But as I say to you, Bahamian politics on steroids, I'm going to call my guest next week Three Blind Mice. Because Papa, out of respect to Papa, that's my blind friend, but he sees more than the average person would ever see. So respect to Papa and Muff and Kermit Agaro, three friends. I'm bringing them on next week to have a great time talking Bahamian politics on steroids. If you want to join in our show today, the phone numbers, I want to give those out to you. You can feel free to call in on the show and be a participant and just let us know exactly what you are thinking. Those numbers are, if you are ready, 323 6232-325-4316, 325-4259, or from anywhere in our family of islands, 300-5720. And for those of you who are a bit timid, you're a bit shy, or you're so politically attached you want to say something that you do not feel the full repercussion of, you can text me at 422-4796. Now, last week on this show, Remark, we had extremely great conversation. I think it was a time of great anticipation. And all eyes were focused on the United States of America for their presidential election. In so doing, I don't think anyone even mentioned to me the possibility of any of the liberals actually winning the presidency of the United States. What I did hear was that this race would be between the Republicans and the Democrats. Donald Trump representing the Republican and Kamala Harris, the lady, representing the Democrats. And we made some informative forecasts as to how we felt that election would turn out. I think Dr. Leon Higgs mentioned that he leaned more towards a Democrat winning favorably because the lady was smart. She was CEO material. How quickly she was able to ascend from vice presidency and get all of the Democratic entity together and to be able to take charge. This is the type of woman America would need to move forward. That was his conversation. And then our good friend Darvin Russell, he mentioned to us in a more fair understanding that even though he favored the Democrats, that he began to break down what both sides had to offer. And his conversation was that either which way that it went, he didn't see a close race. He thought it would be more of a landslide situation, if I'm correct. But at the same time, he still at the end of the program favored Kamala Harris. Now, we walked into the studio today, and then Wally, as John Lee Ferguson, is going to blurt out to the guests, "I told y'all Trump was going to win." Now, I don't recall Wally saying that, but he may have. I'm not going to take that away from him. But like most Bahamians, I went to South Beach, and they were like, "Oh, I told you Trump was going to win." You go into your neighborhood, "Oh, I told you Trump was going to win." And everywhere you go, "I told you Trump was going to win. That's my man." Does that sound familiar to you in Bahamian politics? "I told you the PLP is going to win. I told you the AFNM is going to win. After the results have come in, I told you so." Is that the type of universe that we are running? Because all over America, everyone is saying, "I told you Trump was going to win." So what happened to Cheney, who Darvin so rightly pointed out, switched from the Republican Party, went over to the Democrat Party, and now he's a loser. We're sure that he's a loser. I don't think he's ever going to have any respect left in the Republican Party. That is left to be seen. But what about you Bahamian people who switch all the time? Oh, today you're PLP, tomorrow you're FNM, then you go to PLP, then you go to FNM. What is wrong with you people? Why do you switch? Why do you make these decisions? How do you come to these conclusions? And right now, the Progressive Liberal Party is the government in the seat. I'm hearing on the ground, I'll be honest with you, I'm hearing on the ground that the people say they want the PLP gone. Now, in wanting the PLP gone, I ask the question, who's going to replace them? Herein lies the question. So between today's show and next week's show, I would like myself to have a very clear picture, a very clear understanding as to who is going to win in 2026. But let's start the show. I've talked a lot already, too much talk. I have two wise men in my presence. The third wise man who promised he was going to be, I'm going to call your name because you're not here yet. Jeff Delevoe, I don't know why you're not here. You wanted to be here. You're not here. But I have the two wise men, Dr. Leon Higgs, and I call him Dr. Darvin Russell because he's my friend. He's a very smart man. But I'll let the senior man of us all, Dr. Leon Higgs, bring opening remarks. Go ahead, Dr. Higgs.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to start off with something that you mentioned in your remarks before I come to this, my remarks on the U.S. election.
Okay.
You said you don't understand why the Bahamian people, at one time they, I'm paraphrasing, by the way.
Oh, there's no problem.
At one time they would say PLP, the next time they would say FNM, and they keep going between the two parties. If you notice, for the past several elections now, each party has only had one term, and then it keeps changing.
Yes.
I believe it keeps changing because the Bahamian people are not happy with what the particular government is doing at that point in time. So they decide for the next election to go ahead and vote for the next party. But the folly in that is, I think both parties know, well, hey, if we don't win this time, we'll win next time. It'll be our turn next time. So there is really no incentive for them to really address some of the needs of the Bahamian people.
Needs?
The needs of the... Needs.
We actually have needs as a people?
All people do. So I believe they really... and so what's happening is... But it's our fault as a people. Because we do not come together and put demands on the government of the day to say, hey, as a people, this is what we need. Anybody start to do that, and you find them getting into the red and yellow type silos, and so nothing happens. And nothing is going to happen until Bahamians, as Bahamians, not red or not yellow, but just as Bahamians, start saying, here is what we want our government to do, and make some demands and bring some pressure, then I think you'd see some changes. But until then, we keep going. It's like you can almost flip a coin and call heads and tails for each election.
Mm.
So I believe that's a part of our problem. We have to get out of the red and yellow type.
And how soon do you see that happening based on what you're witnessing from the next generation?
Not in my lifetime.
You're telling me you've lost hope? Even Darwin smiled. I don't know if Wally's over there smiling, but not in your lifetime. How much more life you figure you got left?
Well, I'm 76 now.
All right. Well, you got another 20 years to go. So maybe the next 20 years you won't see anything?
By the way, folks, don't mess with that tomorrow.
Okay. All right, my brother. Brother Darwin.
Yes,
good
sir.
To have you here today, man. What's going on? You're always busy. You got 10 different jobs just like me. You got to keep things going. Talk to me.
I got plenty of bills to pay, guy. But good evening, Bahamas. It's wonderful to be here again on a beautiful, slightly rainy Sunday. We were wrong last week.
Oh, you were wrong.
That's all I could say.
Well, you're a big man to say that.
Yeah, we felt as though Kamala had it.
Or she should have had it.
She should have had it. But as I said last week, as you articulated at the beginning of the show, I didn't feel as though it was going to be a close election regardless.
Okay.
And I feel as though Trump gained way more momentum than I thought he had gained, and he won the day. And it wasn't a close race. It was convincing. It was across almost every statistical factor he won. And not necessarily winning for him didn't mean winning the majority vote of every constituent.
Okay.
But he improved on his loss position from 2016. So he still didn't win more Hispanics than Kamala, but he lost by less with the Hispanic vote. So he got 13% of the black vote, 45% of the Hispanic vote this time around, which on average was 10% better than he performed in 2020 and 2016, which is remarkable considering he was an unknown quantity when he won in 2016 in terms of how he would govern and how he moved. He was a unique character. People viewed him as an outsider coming to change and shake up Washington. And he showed us what he was made of, and it wasn't good for the most part for a lot of Americans. Hence, Joe Biden won the next time around. But they were not able to repeat that performance with Kamala. Mm-hmm. And I think it says a lot about the direction that Americans are, but it also says a lot, I think, about the way in which the campaign was ran in terms of the focus that the Democrats decided to pay attention to. For example, I think they ran a social campaign, as we talked about last week. They focused on social issues, abortion, LGBTQ rights, and Trump focused exclusively on immigration and the economy. Mm. And I think by choosing the wrong issues, meaning the issues that mattered most to the people, Trump just had better messaging. He just had a better connection, if you will, with the American electorate. And every state, every swing state that Biden won 4 years prior, he flipped back to the Republicans. And that was a profound result. But if I'm Kamala and her team, she really has nothing to be embarrassed about. She did what was asked of her in 107 days. But it was a tough thing to overcome. She was a black female in the United States running on a Democratic ticket when the United States, despite what a lot of people believe, is a country that's more in the middle of the road than it is liberal. They're more of a moderate nation. And I think I saw one of the maps that I thought was such a powerful depiction of what happened, and you just saw red check marks everywhere, just everywhere. The blue check marks were concentrated to the extreme east and west of that map. But from a geographic perspective, it was red all over that map.
It's amazing you say to us that Trump had better messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all along, listening to conversations publicly,
mm-hmm.
people was considering Trump to be insane, an idiot, and a madman.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me in all of this, he still had better messaging?
I didn't say better articulation. I said better messaging.
Messaging.
So that does not stop those comments, which speak to really his rambling tendencies, the fact that he can't seem to stay on message.
Uh-huh.
But from a marketing and advertising perspective, the commercials that they ran, the print media ads that they ran, his surrogates, the messaging was consistent. It's about immigration. It's about the economy. And those two issues won the day. And people felt those were his two strongest issues. Kamala showed up weak on those two factors. And there were more people concerned about the economic condition of their lives and concerned about an immigration situation that is blown completely out of proportion by the president. But he made it seem more of an issue than in reality it is.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said to my folks this week, this became an election about pocketbook issues. I think we don't recognize living in the Bahamas. I think we sometimes feel that it's really only us that are suffering under these inflationary environments. Everything is relative.
Mm.
Americans are suffering too. And I think they demonstrated by their vote that they believe that Trump has the answer to their inflation woes. But I do not expect the president to be able to be successful in dealing with inflation, because I think the kind of significant measures and heavy-handedness that would be required would put him front and center of the people, that's the wealthy people that supported him. What he needs to do to make that happen, to bring prices down, is really not very, shall we say, business friendly.
Okay, so Trump was on immigration
and the economy.
Mm-hmm. And Kamala was on what again?
LGBTQ issues, women's rights issues, abortion rights. Those were the central themes of her campaign. I think she gave a lot of focus to this, to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And I think she bet heavily that the women would support her. And while college-educated women support her, black women supported her, non-college-educated, white, suburban, rural women did not.
You recalled me last week saying to you, because I'm not going to gloat and say I like being mm-hmm. right, but you do recall me saying last week that women don't really like supporting women.
Yes, I remember you saying that,
And the results have now shown that.
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay, good. So in terms of universal politics,
mm-hmm.
in the Bahamas, which is right next door,
mm-hmm.
some 60, 80 miles offshore from the Florida Keys
mm-hmm.
and Miami area, we're looking at future politics in the Bahamas.
Yes.
And right now, the Progressive Liberal Party has centered an attack on immigration situations.
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with the shanty towns.
Mm-hmm.
My issue with the shanty towns has been that you cannot demolish a shanty town until you first go into the shanty town and find out who's regular and who's unregular.
Why?
Because if you mash down the shanty town, the regular and the unregular have now scattered to the point where you'll never find the unregular again. It's going to be very difficult.
So this speaks to this issue of holistic management that we do a poor job of in this country
average. Yes, right? Sir. No thought had to be given. Now, guess what? I'm commending.
Yes.
I'm commending the Progressive Liberal Party for the strength and mm-hmm. tenacity and the will mm-hmm. to get these shanty towns mm-hmm. demolished. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're doing a poor job. It's you being able to listen to me because mm-hmm. some of you people, I just want to say this, some of you people are really ignorant, you know. Mm-hmm. But I got to say this strongly. I'm simply saying to you that if you have 20, 30,000, 40,000 unregulated mm-hmm. Foreigners in your country, before you demolish the shanty town, this is where they live. Go and gather them together. Set them aside into your detention camp and for deportation, and then mash down the shanty town. That means that everyone who is left is regular.
Mm-hmm.
The regular people can now go and find apartment buildings, they can find condos, they can buy homes, but that shanty town is finished to the point where unregular people can no longer find a hole to hide in a shanty town.
Are you certain that they did not do that?
It almost seems so. Have you heard of anyone in the newspaper being deported lately?
No.
Okay, then there goes it. So I have to assume that it was not done.
Understood.
Okay? I'm a practical type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, and I want to thank you people who are listening to the conversations that we have everywhere I go. Now people say, oh, that's Garth Roseborough, man. He's a sensible guy. Well, I try to be sensible. I can't be sensible to everybody because mm-hmm. everybody cannot understand sensibility. But you, the sensible people today, I want you to call in. The number is 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from our family of islands, 300-5720, or you can text me at 422-4796. Dr. Leon Hicks, you have sat at the head of the University of the Bahamas, formerly the College of the Bahamas. The results of this election, what does this say to you in terms of the regional intellect of Americans and Bahamians presently? Are we really prepared for such liberal situations as female leadership? Are we prepared to deal with the things that are abnormal within our own culture, within our own religions? Are we opening up to these things now? How far away are we from accepting things like the LGBTQ+ and abortion rights and the such in this country, the Bahamas especially? And how far do you see it in America? You've lived in America before.
For many years.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you see?
Again, I would like to just take a couple of seconds to give you my view on the election that just
happened. Well, you 76, we can give you all the time you want. You say you 76, so take all the time you want. We didn't age you. You age yourself.
No,
me and Dominic, I think we got at least about 40, 50 more years, right? So we can let you get away with that.
Yeah, we can let him talk.
Talk, man.
Go ahead, Doc.
Hey, I'm still going strong.
You are indeed.
but going back to the election, and I'm going to come back to your
okay, question. Sure.
Uh-huh. But going back to the election, I believe that Kamala Harris run an almost perfect campaign,
mm-hmm.
Almost picture perfect. But again, you're taking someone who was not well known, and in 107 days to do what she did in 107 days, I thought was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
However, there were some things that, there were some other issues. 70% of the American people felt that the country was going in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to win an election if 70% of your people think the country is going in the wrong direction.
Okay.
She was a part of the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
She was tied to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
She couldn't extricate her.
No, she chose not to extricate herself.
Well,
remember, she was asked that question specifically, and this is a great point that you bring, Doc. She was asked that question specifically, how does she differ? How would her administration be different from Joe Biden's administration.
Yes.
And she fumbled.
She fumbled.
She felt as though there was really no big difference. And that was her, that was the beginning of really a
crippling moment.
Yes,
that was a crippling
yes,
moment.
Yes, yes. Yes, and she moment. Needed to find a diplomatic way to show that, yes, I supported the administration, but at the same time, I'm my own person. And this is what a Kamala administration would look like. But she, go ahead. I didn't want to mean to cut you off.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. She did come back and say that. But
clean that up, yeah. But that was after, yeah.
Once the initial statement was made, then that's what...
What stuck with people, yeah,
stuck with
for
people.
Sure.
And of course, that's what the opposition was
sure.
saying.
Sure. They just pounced on that,
they
yeah.
They pounced on mm-hmm. that. My feeling is that being in politics for a while and being... She's a sharp woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's no idiot. That is one of the questions she should have had anticipated
yeah.
before going before the media.
Yeah, I agree.
They're going to ask you what's going to be the difference. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing that she had against her.
Mm-hmm.
They tied her to Joe Biden. She was, and a lot of people saw if she won, then her policies would be basically as his.
Very true. Mm.
Joe Biden had a 40%
approval rating.
Mm-hmm. No one has ever won the presidency with a 40% rating, mm-hmm. Approval rating.
Mm-hmm.
So with him having that low approval rating and she tied to him, a lot of people a lot of people voted against her because of that. Now, there are some things that still, in my mind, for example, there was a lot of ticket splitting. And there were a lot of the, on the ballot, there were 10 states that had the abortion issue
yes.
on the ballots.
On state ballots, yes.
7 of them were approved.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, because that's right next door to us, and I can remember that one. Florida voted for the abortion issue to be enshrined in the Constitution by 57%. It lost because they needed 60.
Mm-hmm.
But 57% said that the majority of the Floridians
wanted to be illegal?
No, wanted to be enshrined in the Constitution.
The ability to have one or not have one?
To have
one. To have one, okay.
Yeah. They wanted the ability to have one. So that's 57% of them voted for that measure. However, those same people...
In aggregate,
voted,
yeah.
Voted for Trump,
yeah.
Who is anti-abortion.
Yeah.
So it's saying, hey, there's,
yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
You voted to put abortion in your mm-hmm. constitution saying mm-hmm. you want it to happen,
mm-hmm.
but you voted for the man who restricted it
yes.
in the first place. So
it means that they separated their social issues from their economic issues. And the economics of their condition is what gave them the vote or gave Trump the vote at a national level. And at a local level, to your point, they chose the social issue to be the more significant one. That's an interesting...
You like that?
Yeah, that's an interesting...
You like that?
conundrum, if you will.
Yeah,
listen, folks. Listen, these men can talk all day. I want to hear from you. I need you to call in 323-6232 325 4316 325 4259 anywhere from the family violence 300-5720 or you can text us at 422-4796. This is Remark here at Garden Radio 96.9 FM right here in Nassau, Bahamas, celebrating 180 years in this business. And nobody knows this business better than us. Continue to tune in, join in the conversation, and we'll be back right after this break.
We can go anywhere we want, any road we decide to take. services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion, beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo, printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day, beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Listen, folks, we are back. We are back. You have to understand, this show, Remark, we got the best producer in the house. We got Wally behind the boards. We got Dr. Leon Higgs, former university president. We have Darvin Russell. You know, anytime you want to exterminate anything, your husband, your wife, anything, call Darvin. You know, the Orkin man. They can handle that for you, man. And then, of course, we've just been joined by Jeff Delavaux. Jeff Delavaux is a man on the ground. He basically participates in many a talk show, and I invited him to join in with us today because we're going to segue in just a brief moment, and we're going to make this thing Bahamian in short order. But during your absenteeism, during the break, of course, you know, we had a very prolific and very philosophical conversation, and Dr. Higgs wants to reiterate and restate what he said during the break, and followed by a remark by our very own Darvin Russell. I'm going to bring Jeff Delavaux on in just a second, but let me throw this number out just quickly. Dr. Higgs, as you prepare your statement, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 300-5720 from our family of islands, or you can text at 422-4796. Go ahead quickly, Dr. Higgs, and share with us this profound thought that you had. And let me see how impressed the Bahamian listeners and those around the world, from Poland, Europe, all over the world. Let me see what they think about what you say. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is, I think it's something that a lot of people know or are aware of, and that is that one of the Trump's strong point was the economy. A lot of people were saying how bad the economy is, and people are really not doing well in the economy. But and again, if someone say he or she's not doing well, you can't dispute that. If they believe they're not doing well, they're not doing well. But at the same time, America has the greatest economy right now out of any industrialized country. The inflation rate in America is 2.1 today. Unemployment is at about 4%, which is the lowest it has been in a very long time. So a lot of these indicators that would say whether the economy is doing well or not, they are in place. The economy is, they do have a very robust economy, but the people were not feeling it. And so that 2% inflation, again, that on paper, on theory, that is there. But then it means something else in terms of what people were feeling as a result, maybe feeling, and that's one of the reasons why they voted the way they did, because Trump promised them that he is going to improve the economy. And I'm telling you today, he won't improve it based on what he said he's going to do.
Oh, you're pulling sides again. Go ahead, Brother Russell.
No, so one of the things that people have to recognize, and I think Trump did a very deft job of explaining and tapping into the sentiment that people were feeling. It's not that the current rate of inflation, which Dr. Higgs is absolutely correct, of 2% is one of the lowest it's been in decades. The issue is the inflation that Americans have been experiencing since COVID is now baked into prices, and it appears to be permanent. So they are benchmarking 2024 against 2020, not against 2023. So for them, the prices have already risen beyond their point or their capacity to be able to deal with it. So you're a mother, a single mother, a married woman, who is used to seeing eggs at less than, let's say, $1.50, as they may have been in 2020. You're now going to the grocery store and eggs are $3.50. You are used to seeing gas at sub $2, $2.50. Now you're dealing with gas north of $3. You're used to paying rent for a one-bedroom apartment of $1,100 in 2020. You're now paying $1,800 and $1,900 for that same apartment. So it doesn't matter that the price of the milk went from $5 in 2023 to $5.20 in 2024. What matters is it went from $3 in 2020 to $5 in 2023. Mm-hmm. And it's that variance, it's that comparison that has people suffering, because their incomes from 2020, while they have gone up, have not kept pace with the rate of growth of prices. Yeah. So when we talk in economic terms, as we do, I think sometimes we talk and people get lost, but it's that pocketbook issue that my money is not going as far today as it did yesterday. So I will take you guys back to the election that Mr. Ingram won. I'll bring it back local against Mr. Christie.
Uh-huh.
And I remember this vividly, the night that the election turned in the FNM's favor, and Mr. Ingram did this. He made two statements on the rally stage, and I'll never forget it. That was the year that the economy was at its best in the last 20 years prior. Mm-hmm. We had the lowest, almost the same exact scenario that Kamala was dealing with. We had the lowest level of inflation, the highest employment rate, or the lowest unemployment rate in our country's history up until that point in the last 20 years or so prior. Mm-hmm. Mr. Christie was constantly talking about the $20 billion worth of foreign investment in the pipeline. Again, all of those developments were in progress. Mr. Ingram got on the stage at the rally, and he said these two things. He said, "Are you better off now than you were 5 years ago?" And the second statement he made that sealed Mr. Christie's fate was, he said, look, after he said, "Are you better off?" He said, do you feel any of Mr. Christie's $20 billion in your pocket? The election was over. And that's the issue. It doesn't matter that everybody is employed in America, that we're all working. We're working, we're suffering, we're working 40, 50, 60 hours, and we still feel like we're just treading water. We can't keep our heads above water. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. Mm-hmm. So my $7 an hour, my $8 an hour is not enough to compensate for these increased prices. That's why people feel as though it's really hard for them. You talk about contextualizing that in the Bahamas, in Bahamian terms. We go in the grocery store today, as I did, Sundays is my day to go, $150 per person per head is what I spend on grocery, and you leave with two bags of grocery.
Yeah.
Eggs are now $5 a dozen versus $3 in 2020,
mm-hmm.
right? Gasoline is still stubbornly over $5 in the Bahamas, and it's $3 in Florida. These are the bread and butter issues that the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas seems powerless to address and address sufficiently for the Bahamian people. So when he is asked about his $10,000 worth of monthly expense talking about what does a middle-class family need to survive in the Bahamas, he answers the question from a position as though he is not in tune with what the average person is experiencing. And that's the problem. When you lose that common touch, the ability to connect with what people's suffering is, that's when you start to lose, I think, your ability to represent me effectively.
I like it. We've been joined in the studio with Jeff Delvo. I do believe Jeff has immersed himself into what I call street politics, heirs to the ground. I think Jeff is also a proponent for change, whatever change is defined as, he will inform us. But Jeff Delvo, welcome to the show. And we've just been basically looking at a post-analysis of the U.S. elections, and we, in very short order, now that you've joined us, we'll be comparing the results of the U.S. elections and why they lost to what is currently happening here in the Bahamas and what it would take to win in 2026. And so go ahead, Jeff Delvo, introduce yourself to us, and we'll get right back on track. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, a pleasant good afternoon to all. And to you, Gus Rossborough, the excellent host of this particular talk show.
Thank you, sir. I must say that
I thoroughly enjoyed your show from its beginning. On the way here, I have spent time actually comparing all of the previous shows to this one that's happening now. And I can tell you, every time you bring on these two gentlemen on your show, if we had a rating system in this country, it would show that this show here has gone exponentially even higher in the ratings, especially with a man with the talent and the expertise and the knowledge of Darvin Russell. I mean, he always astounds me as we move forward. And then Dr. Leon Higgs, a man that I've admired many, many, many years, you know, despite the fact that, you know, knowing last minute that he was a professor at UB, his knowledge and his expertise, his talent in really disseminating, breaking things down and disseminating it to a point where the average man can understand, mm-hmm. even though his capability of talking to the kings, you know, and then bring it down to the person on the ground. I mean, he really astounds me. So it is an honor to be in the midst of these two great gentlemen.
You've been to church today?
Yes, I did. And boy,
I just want to let you know something. You can talk about all the anointing you want. We ain't got no offering plate in here, you know. We ain't got no offering plate in here. There ain't no money to give you for that.
But we
appreciate you.
Plus, I'm retired.
You know?
I'm retired.
Yeah. Boy, you sound good.
I appreciate
well, well, my offering has already been taken up, and that's with the master himself. So, again, thank you once again for being
here. Jeff, you have been on the ground for decades. I think I first met you back in the DNA. When we were looking at 2017,
yes.
Most people talk politics, but you have actually been a man of action. I've seen you sacrifice your time, your talent, and your money, your resources, to move this country forward. Most people just talk about voting, or they want the chicken on the grill, or the bears, or the rum, or whatever. But you've actually put yourself in the forefront of lifting the arms of people who want to fight for this country. Listening to these two astute gentlemen, I heard spoken of 70% felt that America was going in the wrong direction. I heard that there was a separation factor between Kamala Harris and Biden that may have cost her the election. I've heard that even though people speak about a robust economy, people were not feeling that economy. And when compared to the last 5 years, they didn't see why they had to still struggle if you're speaking of a better economy. People are not feeling the dollars in their pocket. And so what I would like to do at this time is bring that conversation home now to the Bahamas. We're done with America. We're done with Trump. We're done with Harris. Let's break down now. Because these two men were wrong last week. I just want to say they were wrong.
Did you get your chicken body?
No, man, I ain't sure. Yeah, that fella ain't bring me. That's behemoth. He disappeared. I mean, he told Howard Friday he can bring it for me, but I ain't gonna hold my breath. I can hold my breath for two more weeks. Let me see if I could fast for 2 weeks without dying. But let's bring that home to the Bahamas. We have, and like you rightly said, people love Darvin Russell. I had some F&M people. I can tell them this. Who say, who that is? We don't know him. We need to be in our party. I ain't talking his business, by the way. But I said, wouldn't you all be honored to have such a man in your party? And they said, I listened to him on the show. We love him. So, Darvin, I know the F&M, some people loving you. I don't know if you got some PL people who love you. I ain't reached them yet. And I don't know if the COI love you, but I started with the FNM. I just being honest. I being transparent, and I tell you what them people see. And these are some MCMs in our party. So I'm just letting you know. Now, I can talk to some PLPs to see if they love you, and I can talk to some COIs to see if they love you, and wherever you decide to go, that's on you. But I know you can't go and run in no Democrat or Republican party. Mm-hmm. So we're leaving that behind.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Higgs told me he too old to run. He keep talking about how he too old. You know, but, you know, I think Moses was, what, 120?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what he talked about old for.
Dr. Higgs is in his fishing
And he's still
season.
Smart. He's in his fishing season. He still remembers his name. He don't talk in his sleep. Whatever we do wrong in the past, he ain't talking in his sleep. So he ain't that old, you know. But, Jeff, you've been a man on the ground for the longest while. When you look at Bahamian politics, who would you say presently in Bahamian politics most resembles Trump right now?
Wow.
Give me an individual. See, we have not rehearsed this show. We don't have any notes. But I am that host that you just spoke about. I'm going to sock it to you. Give me a person, whether PLP, FNM, COI, whatever, third party, DNA, whatever. Tell me one person right now that in your mind resembles Trump.
You know, my brother.
You want me to come back to you?
No.
Okay, then let's go ahead.
The thing is now, with a subject like that.
Give me a name.
Hey, one name is the current administration right now, whether
Who?
People want to believe it or not.
Who?
Philip Brave Davis.
Philip Brave Davis reminds you of Trump. Darvin Russell, who reminds you of Trump?
I don't think he has an equal in Bahamian politics.
There's no equal for him in Bahamian
There's
politics?
There's no equal for him in Bahamian.
Dr. Higgs.
I was just sitting here thinking that in my mind.
Okay, so what is your answer?
I don't see anybody in Bahamian politics who resembles Trump.
So let's quickly do this. Gentlemen, y'all are very smart. Let's break down, what is it to be Trump? Tell me the characteristics of Trump that is unequal. Tell me what is you have about Trump that's unequal in Bahamian politics. Quickly. What is it about Trump that we can't find in the Bahamas?
No. He's a misogynist.
Misogynist.
Yeah, I think he's...
You don't have no one like that in the Bahamas?
No. You said in Bahamian politics currently today.
Yes. You have no misogynist.
No.
Okay.
Not to that degree.
Give me four more.
He's racist.
I think he's cruel.
Someone says he's racist.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says he's cruel. Go ahead. Give me two more. Nobody like this in the Bahamas. Nobody cruel. Nobody racist. No one who's a misogynist in the Bahamas politics right now.
You could show us probably, but okay. That's three.
Give
you
me
want
two
one
more.
More? One more.
Give me two more.
Adjective.
Quickly.
He's a narcissist.
Man, you're also wicked people. Narcissist. Okay.
Yeah, you definitely
one
got
more.
Couple, you got some of them.
You ain't said nothing good yet. Yeah. Give me another one. I know y'all pro Harris. Y'all nasty to Trump. Go ahead. Give me another one.
No, but he is.
No one say intelligent.
I would say he's intentional.
Intentional.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I stick with that. Call on the line. Go ahead.
He's also a convicted felon.
Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Tell those three gentlemen inside there.
Yeah.
Don't play politics.
Don't play politics.
They can speak their mind.
Okay.
You want me to tell you like Trump in the Bahamas?
Tell me. Give me a name.
Fred Mitchell. Come on. They know.
Tell me three reasons why you say Fred Mitchell.
They speak the same way. Fred Mitchell
they
calls
speak
people
the same
dumb,
way.
Ignorant.
Okay.
People this, dumb, ignorant, you name it.
You say Fred Mitchell speaking dumb and ignorant?
No, he calls people dumb.
No, he calls people.
Fred Mitchell calls people dumb and ignorant?
Yeah.
Jesus Lord. Okay, hold on. Calls.
Don't tell
calls dumb and
here.
Ignorant people.
Don't
okay.
Fool around. You got a good show. Don't fool around.
Okay, and go again. What's another one?
Just Fred. The rest of them, they try to be careful. But
no, you say he speak. You know, you say he speak. He speak. What do he say?
He calls people.
Fred says what he wants to say. Believe me,
so,
Dr. Higgs is my family. I know Darwin well from all the backstory. and I hear that every day. So but, tell them, speak the truth. Don't let me think that they are fooling around now.
I wish I could recognize your voice. You said two things to me, right? He calls people dumb and ignorant. And there's another thing you said. He speaks what?
He speaks his
spread and tell you, but your mind all. I've listened to every one of white males.
So you think Fred is a Donald Trump?
He's a Donald Trump.
So in the future, does Fred have a chance to win the prime ministership of the Bahamas because he's like Donald Trump?
He said what he wants to say. Brad Davis can't say nothing. Believe me.
Could Fred Mitchell ever become the prime minister of the Bahamas?
Never in your life.
Why? If he's just like Trump. Trump did it.
Fred Mitchell told about the Miles Monroe. So, I mean, the rest of these other people is clowns to him. That's what he called them.
But
so,
you don't think that the degree to which Trump is extreme, you think Mr. Mitchell is as extreme as President Trump?
The same thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The same. Mm-hmm. I believe y'all probably don't listen to Fred.
Why you don't be here with us this Sunday?
I think everybody on that radio show is trying to be careful because it's a Guardian.
But they ain't gotta be careful. I hear.
Well.
I hear.
Well, brother God.
Every morning.
I tell them
every morning
once you ain't cuss swearing, getting Oika mad, you ain't getting the white straw on their mat, say what you gotta say, man.
Well, brother God.
No, man, I'm a retired man.
If I could interject.
Thank you, caller. Thank you so much.
If I could interject here, the caller is absolutely correct. You know, we know how things are in this country.
Which you know.
You know, in terms of, you know, when you really break things down to a philosophical level and you expose things for what they are, we have some really thin-skinned politicians in this country, despite the fact that you know and they know you're telling the truth.
But
they come, hold on, let me finish. They come out with all guns blazing to take you out. And when I use the word take you out, I'm not talking about necessarily trying to end your life. They end your life financially. They end your life by fooling around with your family. They end your life by antagonizing you, notes and unbeknownst. This is the tactics of many politicians. This is the reason why a lot of Bahamians, those who, like ourselves, who fight for country, fight for God and country, this is why we sometimes have to walk on eggshells because our truth, despite the fact that all of them out there know the truth.
You know how to walk on eggshells, eh?
Oh, yes, I do.
Let me take this caller quickly. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Garth.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Nico Moscow. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well. Today got all these great... They're kind of handsome. They're almost as handsome as me, so I'm having a good day.
What smart are you talking fellas. About handsome?
These ones handsome, smart fellas in here. I just taking notes. I try to learn some things.
Say hello, and now you're talking... Anyway.
Well, you sound like you handsome, too. This was a handsome Sunday.
Oh, there you go. Well,
I tell you, be full of it. Be just full of it.
There you go.
Well, it's good to hear from you.
You, too. I haven't seen you for a bit. I was just listening to the commentary tonight, and you were asking quasi-provocative questions. Who in Bahamian politics is like Donald Trump?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know these gentlemen that are... What is this panel that you have? Who are they?
You have Darwin Russell, who is a
Hello, very- Garvin.
Darwin is an extremely intelligent businessman.
It doesn't really matter intelligence or not.
I have Jeff Calavo and I have Dr. Leon Higgs.
Hello, Mr. Higgs or Doc.
Hello.
I was just listening, and the replies were quite concerning. And as a, I guess, apparently I'm quite intelligent myself.
Mm.
But this is a country of, you know, unfortunately, it's, I don't even know how to say this, but I heard he's a misogynist, he's a racist, he's this, he's that. How do you know? And how much data have you consumed? And the entirety, each one of you happen to be black. I'm Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And I find the entire conversation offending.
Mm-hmm.
And cackling Kamala, what the Bahamian population doesn't understand is the Republican war chest is here in the Bahamas, and that's why we're assailed all the time. And every time the Democrats are in, you go back to Mr. Clinton, who was in for 10 years, decimated the IBCs. So he took away business from us. Then you had Bahamas for Obama, who made it a priority to take away our offshore banking. Hence, the bank secrecies were eradicated. Then you had this joker that was in. Now, my mom died from a mental disease called Lewy body, and I'm very sensitive to it.
Yes.
Whether or not he has a mental disorder, you know, a neurological disease or not, it's not something to mess around with. But the inflation rate that occurred in the United States was beyond reproach. Now, if you're paying $11 for 12 eggs, there's something wrong. Now, if the Americans or our friends to the north or otherwise sneeze, we catch a cold. They catch a cold, we catch pneumonia. They get pneumonia, we die.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the opinions are merely opinions.
Correct.
They are tantamount to you having a nose on your face. They mean nothing. And it is the same rhetoric that I'm hearing on this show that was imposed by the media from the United States. Now, what you learned gentlemen need to understand, and Garth made a statement, very intelligent man, somebody that's on this panel, if the intelligence is there, the people have spoken in the United States. Now, what you have to ask yourself as intelligent men, and you guys were joking, and I was actually, you know, laughing. You know, you guys were laughing. It's a serious question. Why were you laughing at something? The American people spoke because of the deficits of numerous areas in their environment. Their environment controls, unfortunately, control is an illusion. But
hold this thought for me 1 minute. We got to take a quick break, but hold the line. That's producer No, you're holding. We're going to take a quick break. But I like what I'm hearing. Thank you.
All you fellas who have some more. Straight at your back, and I don't think they'll miss.
Uninsured and seeking a plan that can give you quality health care at discounted rates? Unlock affordable health care with Doctors Hospitals LAMP. Enjoy unlimited primary care visits, exclusive discounts of up to 20%, and complimentary imaging and nutrition services. Visit doctorshosp.com/LAMP to register. Comprehensive, cost-effective wellness starts with LAMP.
It turns out that there is more than one special gift to give that special someone this Christmas. Consumers are searching for the perfect presents and the right prices. So why not place your products or services in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide? And this year's Christmas shoppers will be sure to find that special something for everyone on their list. For an all-inclusive price, you can have your ads published twice in December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide, in addition to 10, 15, and 30-second commercials, and not to mention a web ad on the Nassau Guardian's website. Advertising deadline, remember, is November 29th. For more information, contact your sales agents or call the Nassau Guardian Advertising Department at 302-2300. That's 302-2300. And ask about our Holiday Gift Guide Media Bundle. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Ring in those holiday profits by placing an ad in the Nassau Guardian Holiday Gift Guide.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And we're back. We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead and finish your remarks. We were listening to you, bringing some very poignant issues and points to us. Go ahead.
Well, being a caller, yes, I am. It's Nico Mosca for the Bahamian Public.
Okay, Mr. Mosca.
Now, the discussion is, the reason I'm calling in, because I just found the discussion beyond substandard for a number of reasons, and I pointed that out. Now, the American people, the majority spoke. Agreed?
The majority spoke, yes.
Yes?
Trump was victorious.
I didn't ask that.
No, but I'm just saying to you that Trump was victorious.
Statement. He was victorious. Mm-hmm. The populace spoke.
Mm-hmm.
That includes the Greeks, that includes the blacks,
everyone.
That includes the white, Latino, and all races that belong, that are there. Yes?
We agree.
And then you have three men there saying he's a racist, he's this, and he's that. Have you ever met him? And the other reason is, I have. Now, the problem with the president-elect is when he speaks his mind. Fair enough. But unfortunately, it's offensive. But at the same time, he has done the right thing during the entire his presidency. Now, just to educate you guys, had Obama or Mr. Biden been in when Hurricane Dorian hit, our people would have been in a very different situation, which you are not privy to. Mr. Trump has said openly that he loves the Bahamas. He did this. You know, he loves our people. He had boots on the ground, knowing the severity of what happened.
Hello? Hello? I think we lost Mr. Moscow there. But yeah, gentlemen, he made some remarks about the Trump situation in terms of who he is as a person. I do believe that most people have an opinion when it comes to persons. Not everyone is going to like Garth Maynard Roseboro. Some people are going to critique me. Some people may feel that, you know, I'm an elitist based on where I live and the type of home that I have. Some people may believe that I'm sacrilegious because I often talk, you know, against the church or against preachers. Mm-hmm. I do understand at my matured level that not everyone is going to agree with who I am as a person. But guess you have a right to look at the world as you see it. You're on the show because you have all proven yourselves in some which way, form, or another to be credible individuals. To disagree on any one particular person or issue, I call that life. I don't think everyone is going to agree on everything at the same time. Everyone has a perspective as to who a person is, what they're all about. Not everyone's going to like the PLP. Not everyone's going to like the FNM. Not everyone's going to like the third parties. This is what makes the world a wonderful place. We try not to be offensive, but there are vocabulary that are utilized at times that express strength in one's thought pattern. You know, many people are offended. Many people say, you know what, I can forgive that. Many people say, you know what, I can respect that strength. And other people go like, you know what, I will never, ever respect that person based on how strong they are. But the real situation is that you have a voice. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Remark. You can say what you have to say as long as it stays within the parameters of decency. I'm going to respect your opinions. I'm listening for the facts. And you can call in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can call anywhere from the Family Violence 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. Caller, go ahead. Caller, you on the line? Okay, the caller's gone. I hope you're not having any telephone difficulties today, but sometimes happens on a Sunday. But go ahead. Any of you gentlemen want to respond, or you want to drive home a point that you made earlier?
No, I mean, I just think that, you know, one of the things that we have to do in this country is sometimes disagree without being disagreeable. I don't know Mr. Moscow personally. He definitely doesn't know me personally. To call the conversation substandard, I thought, was a bit offensive for me personally. But he is entitled to his opinion, just like we are entitled to our opinion in the studio. So at the end of the day, we can agree to disagree. There's no need for us to be disagreeable. That's my point.
Well, Mr. Moscow, I have met time and time again. He's a very decent man. He's come to the studio when he's visited. I have no personal aught with him. But like we get a little bit touchy when we talk with politics, when we start talking with race. You know, we get a bit, I would say, in a contesting way, very, very challenged. We tend to put up our gloves to defend ourselves, but it is what it is. Do we have a call on the line now, Wally? Go ahead.
It's Mr. Moscow. Disconnected me, and it's not a matter of touchy with the race.
Okay.
You have a disparity on your, you don't know this Mr. Moscow fella. Well, you're listening to him now. Now, the fact of the matter is, what has occurred, and touchy, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, what is being displayed and also going over the airwaves, he's this, he's that.
Well, Mr. Moscow, and I mentioned before.
Garth, let me finish.
Yeah, but
what I was saying was the American people had made a decision because what was happening in their view and their opinion. Each one of us has one, and it's all different,
yes,
and it's unique and otherwise. But they came to a common resolution that what was in, and also Ms. Harris, was not the right thing to happen. And it was, just listening to your pundits saying he's racist, he's that, he's this. Unless you know somebody and have facts to that, it's your perception and understanding, it's your perception. And perceived is your personal unique opinion.
Mr. Moscow,
and each one of us are different.
I don't want to really cut you,
time,
right? But what
anyone,
I want...
Anyone, you know, comparing anybody in the Bahamas to Mr. Trump, right? The only person that has been absolutely resolute and matter of fact, in my opinion, is Hubert Alexander Ingram.
Okay, tell me about that. That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I was trying to get to.
Now, Mr. Ingram is somebody that will look you in the face. He mm-hmm. will shake your hand. No offense to the other prime ministers that have been in. It's all a political game, yeah? But this man does what he says and says what he does.
Uh-huh.
And that is my humble opinion. But hence, I do have a nose.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you and everybody else. Well, most people do anyway. But what my offense is, and I take offense to this, I don't know this this Moscow person. Well, please go and find out who I am. I am a living, breathing human being. And do not ever do that to anybody saying, I don't know this, like you're something. You're not. You're just like me.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, opinions matter. But when you have four black men sitting there and saying somebody's racist or he's this and he's that, do you know the man? Have you seen him? I know the man. I met him. And whether or not he is, and his beliefs or otherwise, that is your opinion. And you are actually spewing sewer.
Okay.
So until such time as you have the appropriate information to confirm your statements, do not say something that you don't know anything about.
But Brother Nico, I'm saying to you, I sense you're offended.
I am,
but
Brother
Moscow, with all due respect, but respect, I gave you some time to speak, and I have
yes,
to be.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm just simply saying to you, I appreciate your call, but I have to move the show forward. But I appreciate your call. Okay. Thank you.
Fair enough.
Okay. Good. I've given my guests sufficient time. I do not want to hop on the idea of just one point of being racist. I cannot run a show just on the fact that someone feels that someone else is racist. I have lived in numerous countries around the world. I have been myself affected by racism. It's a real thing. Some people can identify it. Some people cannot. Sometimes we feel it exists and it doesn't really exist. Racism happens on both sides of the divide. There are black people are racist against white people racist against black people, Chinese people are racist against Japanese. It happens all over the world. It's a very nasty thing. But I would not want to consume your time today on this blessed Sunday to talk about racism only. I'm trying to identify a strength or weakness that we have here in the Bahamas for one sole purpose. And the purpose is to better the Bahamas. President-elect Trump lives in the United States of America. Kamala Harris lives in the United States of America. Garth Maynard Roseborough, the guest, Nico Moscow, and others, we reside here in the Bahamas. I want to identify the type of individual that is here based on whatever you see so that we can get to the point where our country can become better. I find too often time that we're distracted by the very same conversation we just had.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with the growth of this country. The economy is still crippled. Our understanding of race relations is still crippled. Where we sit, global politics is still crippled. We have not moved our country in the last 25 years. And today, I just have to say this very strongly, that no Bahamian that I know of intellect understands where we are now politically. We are confused. I am confused. You cannot tell me if you like the PLP, if the PLP is going to win the next election. You can't tell me if you like the FNM is going to win the next election. You can't tell me if you're a third-party supporter, the third-party person is going to win the next election. You know why? Because there are people who are PLPs that I know that says to me, I need the PLP gone. Mm-hmm. There are people in the FNM right now who says, you know what? I support Menes. I do not support Pintar. Mm-hmm. There are people in the FNM who say, I support Pintar. I do not support Menes. You got people out there in the third party who say, you know what? I like Lincoln Bean. I like what he's saying, but I think he's this, he's that. He's not fit for leadership. It's all over our country. So if everyone in this country is bad, then tell me what is good in the election for 2026. We have to get to the bottom of this conversation to the point where we can now not only talk this thing, we got to start doing this thing. And I need to see action because many people in our country need to leave politics. They're in the House of Assembly. They're trying to get into the House of Assembly. And as they're vying for this particular position, there's absolutely nothing productive moving this country forward at this particular time. That is where we are now. And we got to get to the maturity of this whole matter in order to move this country forward. That's where I stand. That's why I'm sitting here today. A man with two master's degrees is sitting here today, not for money, not for fame, not to be admired by you, even though the people everywhere go, say, oh, God, we like the way you talk. You know, you like the way I talk, but can we now get off of our lips, take our tongues, and move our legs, move our hands, and begin to inspire people in our communities, inspire people in our nation to make this country great again? We don't need America to be great again. We need the Bahamas to be great again. 1492 of all the countries in the world that Columbus landed in, it was the Bahamas. It wasn't Jamaica. It wasn't Trinidad and Tobago. It wasn't Barbados. It wasn't Guyana. It wasn't even America. It was the Bahamas. And you need to recognize that God himself took a man with only wind in the sail, you know, boat engine, and moved his backside to a country called the Bahamas. That's where he landed. And that's where you are now. And now that you live here, let's take care of our beautiful country. That's my sermon for the day. Gentlemen, I rest. Someone brought that out of me today. Mm-hmm. Talk to me, Jeff.
You want to win the collection later on?
Boy, I could use a collection, though.
Well, Garth, you basically said more than a mouthful. And I don't want to harp too much on the commentary of the previous call.
Let's leave that behind.
No, I want to just make this one point.
Because I got a number of texts on my phone, and I don't like any of these texts.
Yeah, he said something profound, and that is about perception. You know, you meeting a person is one thing, but most of us as Bahamians, we base a lot of our thought processes and our commentary based upon the media and the airwaves. Not saying that everything out in the media is correct. But then if you have a number of stations pushing the same narratives and everything, obviously, unless you go and do your own research, we're not going to meet, many of us are not going to meet the individual that was spoken about. But based upon the rhetoric that is being heard on the national airwaves and the international airwaves, persons will have their perception on what this person and who this person is. So you cannot, and I'm saying, it is kind of offensive to me for you to tell me, for instance, that I am wrong in my perception. It is wrong.
And I don't want anyone to get bent out of shape. Nico Moscow is a great guy. I like him. He's influential. We're not going to agree on everything, but I like the guy. He's one of the good Bahamian people. So, Nico, we just want to thank you for calling in. You know, it's very difficult to offend me. I know most people say, oh, why are you going to let him say that? Why? I got texts. See all the texts coming in? You know, why would he speak that way, or why would he get... I'm not going down that road with you today. Who's the next caller? Let me have the next caller has to say. Next caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I can hear you, but you're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
You're breaking up. Go ahead.
No, you sound muffled.
Okay. I can say this. As an
We can hear you.
Ricky, if you want to try calling back, it sounds like Erica, but we can barely hear you.
A racist?
Could you try calling back?
A misogynist? A crook? Because the price of the bread went up $2. Okay? When you have women who gave up their liberties for patriotic, that makes no sense to me. You know why? It shows who and what America is as a person who has lived in the South. Okay, now, your question is, here in the Bahamas, who do we think is more fit to be? And let's lay all of the facts on the table. What are people complaining about right now? They're complaining about the economy. In 2017, the Menace administration was able to move the economy at least 2% within his first.
I think we lost her.
Try to call back. It sounded like Erica, but you could try to call back again. Next caller, please. Is there a next caller?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Good night. Hey, God.
Yes, sir.
I just want to ask, you're the host of the show.
Yes, sir.
You had a gentleman call in earlier. He used a remark twice. He said, you're Black Panel. He make it seem like Garvin Russell and Mr. Higgs, like they can't even read or they can't comprehend. Mm-hmm. Like they're stupid. Mm-hmm. You didn't stop him. None of your panel stepped in and interrupted here. And then he made a comment when he first started. He said that he's Greek. What are Greeks? And Greeks Black? He called you Black twice. That's your friend. Let me hear Garvin and the next gentleman reply back to the statement that he made in reference to Trump. That's what he felt. Mm-hmm. Let me hear him respond back. I need to hear them respond to defend themselves.
All right. Thank you for calling, my brother. All right. Next caller, please. Next caller. Hello.
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 Go ahead. That's a much better connection.
Much
better.
I'm calling back.
Much better.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes. Like I said earlier, as an American, I refuse to believe that America voted for a racist.
But I think it's Erica, but I don't want to go down that racist road.
No. I'm just going to say this. I just want to make that point. And then I'm going to go to what you said before. I refuse to believe that America voted for someone that's a criminal, a convicted felon, a racist, because the price of bread went up. I refuse to believe that. Okay? That's number one. Now, going back to what you said, who do we think is best for for the country right now? If I'm wrong, I want someone to correct me. Mm-hmm. Under the Menace administration, 6 months, or the 8 months with him being in there, the economy was able to move at least between 1.2%, and by the end of the second year, it's projected to move 2.5%. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Crime was lower, and I'm talking about before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Crime was lower. We were living better in the pandemic than we are right now. Our bonds was over $1 during the pandemic. And when you ask people, well, what is it exactly that Menace do that is so egregious that we shouldn't be back in there again? He locked us down. That's all you could ever hear. Yeah. And then from some FMs, yeah, you hear them say, oh, he called an early election. But did you think he called an early election thinking he was going to lose? Let's ask ourselves that question. He touched every single family island and gave them something they needed. He freed up some money for single mothers when you don't have to pay for preschool or going to college. He made opportunities for young people to own businesses. But yet still, he was the worst. But thank God that the world saw that he was one of the best to handle COVID. And let's be real, every single thing that we are complaining about right now was better under the Menace administration. So we need to ask ourselves, what is it about menace, why we don't want menace back in? Because right now, to me, he's the best option.
Thank you for your call, Erica. Okay. I think that's Erica. Sounds like her. One of our behemoths that helps you with citizenship. You have one more call quickly. You have 1 minute, caller. And then we'll allow these gentlemen to have their closing remarks. Next caller. Is there one more caller? Okay. Well, gentlemen, it's just been one of those shows. It went in a direction that I don't necessarily want to dive into. You know, like I said, we're all behemoths. We're all different. That's what they call Kong Salad Nation. It was a bit strong today, but I do appreciate those who have called in. Gentlemen, we have to, I mean, I'm trying to end the conversation with you to bring on some new guests, but you gentlemen just don't have sufficient time to say what y'all really, really want to say. No one is allowing you men to really get to the bottom of your conversation. Just to change it up a bit, I got to change my guest next week for sure, but I want to leave that door open maybe in the next 2-3 weeks to bring you back on in so we could finish this conversation. I know I promised Papa and I promised Muff Roll and Bishop Agaro that I need some information from the streets. You men are astute men. This is not a show that lends to anything negative. I want people to understand that Guardian Radio 96.9 FM in the Bahamas is all about the positive building of our nation. It's a responsible station. Been in this business for 180 years. We have professionals here. We're not here to offend anybody or to make anybody feel as if they're belittled. We want to understand you, so the less offensive we can be to our brothers and sisters, no matter what skin hue you are, what religion you are, what persuasion you are, which island you're from, we need to live as one in this great country. Gentlemen, take a few seconds, 30 seconds, and give us a remark. Caller, you have one more caller. Caller, you got 30 seconds, quickly. Caller, 30 seconds. No caller? Good. Go ahead, Dr. Hicks, quickly, 30 seconds.
God, I have to say this, and I'm going to try and do it in 30 seconds.
Yes.
I do not have to meet God Roseborough to have an opinion on him. If he has written, if he has spoken, and he is out in the public, I'm quite capable of doing the research that would inform my opinion.
Well, I'm going to leave that door open for you, Dr. Hicks, so when we come again, you can show them exactly the full breadth and width of what Dr. Hicks is. Jeff Delaveau?
Just to follow up with Dr. Hicks has said, you know, basically we form our own opinions based upon the information that is out there. There's nothing wrong with it. Everyone has a nose, and we could agree to disagree, but hey, this is what life is all about. We are all not going to agree with everything, and you know, persons that we have among us, we are not going to always agree about those persons either. But this is what life is all about.
Garvin Russell.
It doesn't matter what people say about you. It only matters what you believe about you.
Well, I know you men to be great, honest, men of great standing. I want to welcome you once again to Remark. I'm going to leave that door open, as I said before, and I look forward to seeing you in the future. Next week, Bahamian politics on steroids. Let's hear from the streets what people have to say about the future politics 2026 in our country. Until then, have a great one. Garth Roseborough, Remark, 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio. See you next week.
So while they fight you down, stand firm and give your thanks and praises. Cause I know